The day before the G7 summit wraps up in Alberta, leaders condemned Iran's actions against Israel. In a statement Monday evening, June 16, the group of seven leaders released a statement on recent violent conflict between the two nations. The leaders said they reiterate their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming that Israel has a right to defend itself. "We reiterate our support for the security of Israel. We also affirm the importance of the protection of civilians," it read, adding Iran is the principal source of regional instability and terror. The statement followed U.S. President Donald Trump leaving the summit early to deal with escalating action between the two countries. "We have been consistently clear that Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. We urge that the resolution of the Iranian crisis leads to a broader de-escalation of hostilities in the Middle East, including a ceasefire in Gaza." Trump left the summit, which is running June 15 to 17 in Kananaskis, Alta, following a dinner with heads of state Monday. "Because of what's going on in the Middle East," his press secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed on social media. While on Air Force One back to the U.S., Trump spoke with media. He said he thinks Iran was very close to having a nuclear weapon. "Remember, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It's very simple, you don't have to go too deep into it. They just can't have a nuclear weapon." He added he's looking for an end, a real end. Not a ceasefire, an end. The G7 is made up of seven member countries: Canada, the United States, France, the United Kingdom, Germany, Japan and Italy, and the European Union. The member countries meet each year at a summit to discuss global economic and geopolitical issues.